Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Sissany Tanya. The back room is here. Everybody's ready to go. Yeah, it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. So just curious, I'll tell you mine. My pajamas right now are real pajamas. I actually have pajamas like if I were to be on a sitcom. Yeah. If I were to be on a sitcom or something, you know when you see sitcom families in their pajamas?
Yeah, like the dad.
And they go to bed in their full pajamas.
Yeah.
And it's still light in the bedroom when they go to bed because they need the lighting so you can see everybody.
And the bed's so small.
And it's so tiny.
It's like a full size.
And sitcom actors playing their roles, I can't sleep like that. Who can sleep like that?
Right, with all the pillows up.
With all the pillows straight up on your neck. It's just not, it's not real.
I know.
So those are my pajamas.
What color are they?
They're navy blue.
Cute.
Nice. Yeah, I hope somebody knocks on the door so I can just show you my navy blue.
I love pajamas. A full set of pajamas. Like, it's comfy.
Right?
Yes.
There's something about it. Uh-huh. And I'm always in my Uggs.
Yeah.
But I did not wear that in today. We did go casual on this Tuesday, trying to ramp it up. It's going to be sunny. Sunny with highs in the mid-70s, mid-80s inland. Take that. How are you guys? Sissany, Tanya?
Really, really good, actually. I think that I'm past the Coachella, I guess, drowsiness or whatever I experienced after Coachella.
You didn't seem tired. I mean, you were only there for 6 hours, so you didn't have like any real...
It was more like internal, like my head kind of hurt for like 2 days.
Oh,
my. Like, yeah, I don't know if it was because like the music or just maybe the cocktails, but
well,
really
let
lingers.
Me hone in on that. Usually it's the cocktails because music you listen to every day.
Yeah, exactly.
In your headphones.
So happy to be feeling normal today.
Oh, that's Tanya, great.
My mother keeps asking me, is there anything to report? I mean, if she asked me one more time about
oh
your
my
wedding.
Gosh, everybody in my family, too.
Actually,
and,
really?
And friends. Like, yeah, did Danielle on the way to Coachella,
well,
she's asking me.
How many months ago did you get engaged?
7.
Right. And we learned nothing since then.
You know, we spent a lot of our time. Well, actually, we didn't really start planning until January of this year. Like, we didn't even think about it after we got engaged because we just wanted to enjoy it.
Almost summer.
We spent a lot of time diving into a destination wedding that I think was kind of wasted because it just got to be too complicated. It was just, like, too much. We have too many kids in the family. It was just such a headache. So now we are doing it in... All we know is we're going to do it in LA. It's either going to be in his parents' backyard or at a hotel that's very meaningful to our relationship.
Is it? Do you have a date?
We don't have a date, but it's most likely going to be early 2025.
Okay. Connie, Mom, if you're on your walk listening on the iHeartRadio app, free never sounded so good.
Yeah.
It's free. There you have it.
Yeah.
But you get to ask all the time, Sissany, right? Like, what's the
date? Yeah.
Like, when? When are we going to see the post?
Yeah, no, my parents, every day.
Does she have her dress yet?
Yeah.
Right, have you been rehearsing for your performance?
I mean, they really don't ask about you, but more Tanya.
I'm not saying your friends do. I'm saying my friends say, I heard you performing at Tanya's wedding.
Yeah, performing.
Yeah, performing the ceremony. Got to sit down with you guys and do some interviews here, get some responses, individual interviews so I can put the facts together.
Are you actually?
Yes, you have to. I did that when I ordained my friends.
Oh, I'm going to sit down with two of you individually, and I'm going to see if the answers are aligned.
I didn't do individual. I just did the couple together.
The couple, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just kind of went through like what they wanted and their story. I wanted to hear their whole love story, like how it happened.
Tom's just building a wheel. We're going to spin for cash and prizes, too, for the audience.
T-shirt shooters, you know?
Yeah. We got thing that launches really the shirts out of Canon. I know it's by the way, this is you have never seen an officiant like this.
Why do I picture like a strobe light and fog machine?
Not fog machines, bad for your lungs.
I was going to say, do people still do fog machines? Because somebody floated that idea and I was like, I don't think we want a fog machine.
No, you do not want a fog machine.
No, you don't want a fog machine. No. Let's cut that out of the budget.
Oh my God, no.
Right. So I have a Mr. Coffee machine, right?
Yes.
So I finally decided that, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sacrifice grinding the beans, which will not taste as fresh, but I'm going to grind them the night before. I'm going to put them in the Mr. Coffee, and I'm going to go to the not brew now, but the brew later button. And I'm going to set the timer.
Risky.
Why risky?
Because, like, what if it spills over or doesn't?
No, it's not that. It's the clock. I went in and I hit you brew later, and you get a clock. And it's just like you set a clock beside your bed.
Okay.
To the hour. So I set it to the hour, and I set it to the minute. And I thought, I'm locked. And I went to bed. Well, about 1:30, I start smelling coffee. Kind of smells good. Kind of want to get up. My brain starts to go, oh, you should get up and do something
about
this.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out you have to set the clock on the coffee machine so it's the right hour so it knows what hour to brew. The base clock was on an hour that didn't, like 4:20 p.m. or something.
Right.
Then when I set the a.m., it kicked off.
At 1 a.m.
At what it thought. So
We know.
So it was cold when I got this morning. Had a cold brew.
Yeah, you can't do that pre stuff.
No, you can. Actually, it's going to change my life. I'm going to get into the convenience of it because it takes 30 minutes for me to do my coffee.
Okay, but even if you had grinded it or whatever, done it, like you push the button in the morning, how long does that take?
About 20 minutes to get the pot up. So I got to grind. I got to put water in. I got to fill it. It takes about 20 minutes.
No, I'm saying if you already grind the night before.
Well, if I grind the night before, then it's hit on?
Yes. How long does 15 minutes still?
That's still a long time.
Guys, you know the finer things in life need to take time.
Right, okay? Right. You can't hurry, love. You just have to wait.
No, you can't. No, and you cannot hurry coffee. Right. Anyway, that was my experience overnight, in case you're wondering. Sissany, tell us what else happened overnight.
Well, starting today at The Grove, Taylor Swift fans can visit a pop-up library of Taylor's personally selected poetry readings, as well as literature that inspired her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Indiana Fever officially selected Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the number one pick in the WNBA draft last night. The LA Sparks had the second pick and chose Cameron Brink from Stanford. And Bojangles, a popular southern fast food chain socializing in fried chicken and biscuits, is making its way to Los Angeles County with plans to open 30 locations over the next 6 years. And that's what happened overnight.
Tawny, is that you in Long Beach?
It's me. Hi.
Tawny, it is Ryan Seacrest. It is Sissany and Tawny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Super good. So we are going out on tour for our 20th anniversary celebration to say thank you. I believe that's what you're calling about?
Yes. I heard you say you're going to be near Long Beach Poly, and I went to Poly, so I was going to stop by and see you guys, but I thought I should bring you some Nick's breakfast burritos. Because I've heard you talk about them, so I thought I'll bring you a treat and say hi, because I live right near Nick's.
Nick's is like a staple in Seal Beach and Los Alamitos.
Yes.
We're down. Tawny, first of all, it's a generous offer to come, you know, not just come, but coming's generous, but come with some bearing gifts from the neighborhood. We're going to be at Snow Corner right across from LBP, Long Beach Poly.
Okay, great.
We're going to be right across the street. Yeah.
Great, yeah.
So why are these burritos so special? I'm just curious, why is the burrito so good, Sissany?
It is one of the, I would say, hands down, the best breakfast burrito I've ever had in my entire life.
In the world.
And we've been trying to have Ryan taste this for a while, so I'm really excited.
I just don't like potatoes and beans and rice.
No beans. There's no beans. There's no rice. But there are potatoes.
I don't want potatoes.
Yeah, but you have to have it as is.
Just trust.
Oh, Tawny, will you order without potatoes?
No, I can't. Ryan, I can't do it.
No. And you have to ask for crispy potatoes.
You've got to do it the right way.
So if you ask him to do crispy potatoes, toasted on the outside, and it's chorizo, egg, bacon, bacon bites in there.
Oh, jeez.
Not bacon bites, but bacon chopped up.
You have to do it as is, because I used to get the vegetarian for a while.
No.
It's still really good, but it's not the same.
You got to get the chorizo.
It's not the same. All right, so Tawny, let me run it down. We will be, I'm looking at the schedule here that Mark conveniently, 1:30. All right, 1:30 on Thursday, April 25th, we're starting in Orange County. We're going to finish in the Valley. We're working our way through the city all day. But at 1:30, that's our stop in Long Beach there, okay? And we'll have free beignets and you'll have burritos for us. Yeah.
Yep, cool? I sure will. How many should I bring?
I can split one with Tawny.
See. Yeah, definitely splits.
Yeah, we can third, okay, so that's right. One. Yeah. Back room, in two, three, four. There's two. And then Tubbs likes the whole thing. I say four?
Okay, you got it.
You're so generous. Thank you for listening to us. We can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you guys. I'll see you there.
That is so nice. Yeah.
Oh, I hope Tawny. Hey, y'all, you hung up. I was going to tell her to get a side of the avocado and extra salsa.
And make sure they toast it.
Well, hopefully she's still listening.
Yeah,
for the high maintenance
please.
Members of this team.
There's just a certain way to order them.
I want to get to the morning hack next. This is the one thing every dog owner should do when you're taking your dog out for a walk. We are dog lovers. That's who we are. We know dogs love to walk.
Oh,
and although this can get annoying sometimes, we should all do this when we walk the dog. This is your morning hack. Just sit back. Don't rush them. And let them sniff. Let them sniff.
Mm-hmm.
Let them sniff. Let them almost hyperventilate sniffing. Sniffing is essentially a dog's form of social media. That's their posting. They're posting it up right
Makes sense that my dog sniffs every 2 seconds.
Right. Like mother, like Sonny.
Yeah, literally.
Sniffing is essentially a dog's form of social media. It's how dogs get updated on their surroundings.
Yeah,
they recognize other dogs.
Sniff something bad. You got to put them
away. That's how they learn to make decisions based on the sniffs. Did you know that?
I didn't.
No, think when they're sniffing, they're social mediaing.
I mean, I knew their nose, like I knew dog scent is an important thing, but I just didn't.
But you didn't know that they're actually like learning things from all those scents. They're filing those things away.
Mm-hmm.
Much like you learn from
TikTok.
Or what's the other one?
Instagram.
Stitch.
Twitch.
X.
Twitch.
You stitch a TikTok.
My dog is so social. He already has like friends down the street and says hello to them, goes up to the fence.
So, like, smoking a cigar and a martini.
Like literally like two golden retrievers that are just like, you know, like stoic. And they always come to the gate and say hi to him. It's really cute.
That's sweet. All right, let's get to the quote for today. While you may not be everyone's cup of tea, you don't actually have to be. Tea has never apologized for not being coffee. I loved it so much. I couldn't wait for it. I hope you do too.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, Mayor Karen Bass delivered her second State of the City address last night. Homelessness, crime, and city budget were the key topics. The southbound 101 in Agora Hills will be closed overnight this week as construction of the wildlife crossing over the freeway gets underway. The Indiana Fever officially selected Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the number one pick in the WNBA draft last night. The LA Sparks had the second pick and chose Cameron Brake from Stanford. The CDC is warning users of Botox after several reports of harmful reactions were linked to counterfeit and mishandled products. And Dua Lipa is rumored to be a performer this summer at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics, which begin exactly 100 days from now.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, the weather's good. I don't get to say it every day. I used to say it every single day. I used to actually not listen to the weather when we did the weather. I was just sort of check out for that 7 seconds.
Cool, thanks.
If I need a reprieve, so I can come back fresh. And 7 seconds, like, you know, it's like a boxer in the ring. Goes over, gets a little Vaseline, comes right back in.
Oh.
That was my Vaseline break.
The Vaseline.
So, right, Tubbs? Isn't that a fighter
right.
does?
Is that what, do they put that on there so that they could like slip off of their faces?
Right, so the boxing gloves slip off, right? And don't get a punch that sticks. Have you know.
That seems like not fair.
I was in a boxing cardio class in a new class, and the trainer says to me, You've boxed before, haven't you?
Hey.
Made my day.
Wow.
I walked around so happy. The guy recognized me as having boxed before.
Everyone, do it like Ryan does.
And instead of
that. You know what's
funny?
He just
said you've done this before.
I did a workout class over the weekend with this new guy that I'd never worked out with before. And he said he's trained you before, too. His name was Jonathan.
Mm. What did he train me to do?
I think boxing.
And what did he say? And did he go on?
He was like, he's really fit. You should see him in the ring. He's really good.
I've never been in the ring. I don't believe that. All right. Well, it is nice. If you want to get out to Disneyland, we always have your tickets here. So always check in with us. But Disneyland Resorts announced a bunch of new food and drinks to celebrate Pixar Fest, which is a big deal.
Yes, it is a really big deal. It starts next week on the 26th and it runs until like early August. So you have a lot of opportunities to go out there and experience some of this food.
Okay. I want to know about them.
And this is just like 15% of the new food. Like I couldn't put all of it on here because it's
highlights,
too much.
Highlights.
So at Disneyland, Una Papa Loca. It's inspired by Coco and it's chicken al pastor, cheese, avocado salsa, sour cream topped with onion and cilantro all on a like baked potato. It looks crazy good.
Okay. I know I'm going to be there for the expo in D23.
Yeah.
Right? In August. I don't know if Mickey or Minnie or anyone is listening, is there a test kitchen where all this stuff like comes to life?
Ooh.
That would be a little bit of a field trip dream to see all of that. How like what's in the works? How did it come up with all of these concepts? Because that sounds great. What
I know. That one's at Troubadour Tavern in Disneyland. A blackberry churro inspired by Toy Story. It's just your classic churro, but it's rolled in blackberry sugar and served with a strawberry banana dipping sauce.
It's one of my favorite rides.
Yeah, and that one's over by Churros near Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
That sounds bomb.
I do pretty well with the score. We should compete one time.
Okay, the Cosmic Chili Pasta, inspired by Toy Story as well. A jalapeno cheddar pinwheel pasta topped with spiced chili, crushed corn chips, and green onions. Alien Pizza Planet for that one.
Oh, these are new foods that have just come to Disney, and we get up about these. What's that California Adventure?
Okay, so DCA, Agua Chile Negro Tostadas, inspired by Elemental. It's citrus and beet marinated ahi tuna.
Yes,
avocado mousse and mango pico de gallo. It looks incredible, and they have
it
like
stack
stacked.
It, right?
Yes.
Oh, how do you eat that, though, without... I mean, that's the thing. It's a stacked tower of tostada chips, right?
Right. And I
how
think
do you eat
you
that without making
it.
A mess? You gotta go in.
Either that or I would crush it with the fork and just do that. Carnitas wet burrito. This is another one. Like, how do you eat this one? Inspired by Coco, house-made pork carnitas, Spanish rice, refried beans. And that's in the Recuérdame at Paradise Garden Grill. And then the last one I thought you would like, Ryan, Luca seafood pasta. It's inspired by Luca. Grilled prawns, clams, Spanish chorizo, spicy white wine tomato sauce, and parpadelle pasta.
Sounds good.
Here's the thing, Flora, if you're listening, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get sucked into some of this stuff. I'm going to need a breather before I go on another ride.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, if I have that, if I Luca myself,
mm-hmm.
or if I Blackberry Churro me, I just need a second
before
I can
take on a ride. Yeah, you can't go like California Soarin' right after.
Not right after. So, I got to get Flora out there. Flora's been to Disney World, but not land.
Oh, you need to bring her out.
Aww.
SoCal version.
And that Cosmic Pasta is right next to Space Mountain, I think.
And then ready to go.
just beware. Coming up, love Disney. Thank you, Disney, for making it always fresh for us in Southern California.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We have a second date update right now. So these are interesting. And if you're dating, listen, if you're not, you'll be glad. But this one says, we met at a friend of a friend's birthday party. We were in line for the bathroom. Tanya said she's met a lot of guys in line for the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
She said we were in line for the bathroom and we just kept talking. We even let people pass us. I'm just thinking, you don't want to be the second person.
Right. You don't want to be behind.
Yeah. Like if I were a gentleman in line and said, hey, Tanya, you go ahead. You'd probably say, no, you go first.
Right.
But I would say, no, you go first because what if?
Right.
Like I don't want you to come in after me and you don't want me to come in after you because what if?
Oh, my gosh.
And I also have made some panic like turnarounds where I have like in a restaurant where there's a line, you don't realize somebody's waiting outside. And I think I missed a little bit and I see somebody there and it's a male, female, and I'm like, oh, just one sec. Let me just tidy. And I go back and tidy.
Tidy.
Because if another guy's coming in, always tidy. What do you want me to do? Draw your diagram?
I mean, the geography of it just doesn't make sense to me.
But yeah, well, talk to Robbie about it. So... This cannot be my explanation.
Okay,
anyway, but
fair.
I'll go back and tidy up. But it's a little awkward to meet in the bathroom line. He says she ended up leaving with her friend, but gave me her number. So apparently went well. But now it's off track. Kyle, very interesting how you met, but sounds like it all worked out until now. You called her. You went out actually already. Did you go on a nice date?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was a nice date. We went out for some drinks, a nice little walk. Yeah, it was a good date.
Okay. One date, right?
Yes, only one date.
And after the date, what happened in the last 30 seconds of the date? How did you depart?
Well, I don't know if it was 30 seconds exactly, but when I dropped her off, we made out a little bit in my car, and yeah, and then she was on her way.
Were you seated, or did you go around and get her out of the car? Like, I need to understand.
Yeah, we were seated when we were making out, and then I got up, I let her out of her car, and then, you know, brought her to her door, normal date procedures.
And didn't kiss again there at the door?
She might have kissed me on the cheek. I don't remember 100%, but yeah, maybe a kiss cheek at the end.
Okay.
Understood. I made some notes. Now what's happened? She doesn't want to go out again? No, just tracking this. She doesn't want to go out again for some reason?
I guess. I don't know. She's not responding to my text at all. I haven't gotten any reason, rationality, and I definitely think things were clicking between us, so I don't know.
All right. Well, that's what we need to know. Thank you very much. Hold on one second. We have her name. We have her number. We get the back room trying to get Marla. Guys, Ruby, Marla is her name?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, is he on hold? Yeah. I'm just wondering if something happened to the kiss.
It was like a bad kiss.
I don't know. Like, he kissed her in the car, went to the door. She didn't kiss him again. That's where it could go. A kiss can go wrong.
It could, if he's a bad kisser.
But she's not responding. I think he says he's not responding, right?
I mean, that would do it.
Kyle, no response at all, huh?
No response yet. I've only called her once and sent her a text. I didn't want to be too creepy.
Did you leave a voicemail or just call and nothing?
No voicemail, no. We're in 2024.
Yeah, who leaves voicemails?
Oh, well, excuse me, Tubbs. My phone, somebody left me a voicemail and it came up as a text.
Yeah, it's the best.
Do you know that? You can leave a voicemail. Yes. It comes up as... Oh, you know that. Oh,
yes.
What else you guys know that I don't know?
usually all the iOS updates we know about 3 months before you do.
Oh, well, braggers.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, if you get to stay in your workout clothes all day today, good for you. Right? There's some days where you can do your work and you can just stay in your workout clothes all day. It's not a good day. I think if you're starting to be grateful. That's a good
thing. But if you're going to work out later, fine. But not if you worked out in the morning and went straight to work in your stinky workout clothes.
Yeah, stinky, smelly.
Some people pack an extra t-shirt.
Is that you today? Is that what you're rocking? Is this why you're saying it?
I may. No, I worked late last night, so I'm in. I could barely get dressed.
I mean, I still can't get over that. Sometimes you said you reuse socks. And I was like, what?
That was alarming.
Like, do you not reuse towels?
I still think about that. Like, every time I put my socks on, I was just like...
Alarming.
Ryan wears his socks multiple times.
I don't know why that's so shocking. If I don't sweat in the socks...
You always sweat.
Even if I have socks on for 2 minutes, I have to put, like, they're on your feet.
Well, you're just creating more laundry for yourself. Do you reuse towels? I hope so.
Yes, a couple times, but not for
But what's the difference in a towel and a sock? Like, your towel is all over your body. That's gross.
A sock is going in your stinky shoe.
Yeah.
My shoes don't stink. My feet don't get wet. Relax.
That's what you think.
I know, because I smell them before I put them back on.
Okay, there's no way your shoes don't smell.
Carry on.
My shoes do not smell. Yeah. And I'm...
You have a
feet. Never mind. I can't. Yeah. What was I doing? What's so funny back there? I'm trying to do a second date update. Now I can't even focus on it. Y'all heard about Kyle? Let's talk about Kyle. Maybe you want to judge Kyle a little bit. Mariana, it's not that funny.
Wait, how do you know it's me?
Because the giggle is persistent.
I just can't get over it. Like, how do you not change your socks?
I don't wear the same thing all day. I have several facets to my day. And if I wear a pair of socks and they're not, I didn't sweat in them, I can wear them the next day to the gym because I'll sweat them up.
I get it.
You guys don't understand what it's like to be in this head.
Here. One friend.
All right. One day you'll understand. Let's get to Kyle. Kyle, good morning. I'm sorry about the group here. I'm trying to help you out with this second date update. So we found her on the line. Marla is her name. You said you met at the friend's birthday party. You met in line at the bathroom. You go on a nice date. You did some drinks. You took a walk. You kissed her goodnight. And now she's not responding to you. I'm about to find out what went down. So be very quiet, okay? Let me see what we can find out.
All right, cool.
Why is Marla not getting back to him? Was it the kiss at the end of the date?
Mm-hmm.
Marla, good morning. And thanks for coming on the air with us. It's Ryan Seacrest and the Judgmentals. How are you?
Whoa.
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you. So we want to find out about a guy that you met named Kyle. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Kyle's
well,
great.
Pardon our intrusion. He's great. Tell me, did you like meeting him? I think you went on a date with him.
He's a really good dude.
Okay. So how'd the date go? How do you feel when I talk about Kyle?
He's great. He's cute. He's funny. I really liked him a lot. Yeah, we had a great time.
Is he kind of the type of guy you're into?
Yeah, I was super into him.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thanks for coming on the air with us. We appreciate it. Any other questions?
Are you going to go out with him again?
Probably not.
But you said it's all great.
Yeah, I just want to understand logic. So you met a guy, you're single, he's great, he's cute, he's funny, and he's great, but you want to blow him off. Is that right?
Well, no. Okay, here, let me explain. I don't want to blow him off. So what happened was, like, I really fell for Kyle. We had such a great time. He's totally my type. But he made me realize that I'm ready to be in love again. Like, it had been a really long time. So I called one of my exes, and now I'm seeing him.
So Kyle did everything right to trigger you to go back to an ex.
Oh, crash and burn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to thank him? I feel like this is...
No, I do. Like, it's great. Like, Kyle is literally amazing. And I can... Okay, I can kind of give you some backstory so I don't think I'm crazy. But I went through, like, a major breakup about a year ago, and it was, like, super dark times. And I only recently have been starting to go on dates again, but I hated everybody. So I kind of still figured that I wasn't ready for a relationship. But then when I met Kyle, like, he was so great. I felt those butterflies again. I wanted to kiss him, and I realized that I'm back. So I called the guy I used to go out with, not the one who dumped me, but the one that kind of got away, and we hooked up, and now we're seeing each other.
Well, and this is all thanks to Kyle. Kyle is on the line listening to this right now. Kyle, we'd like to share some gratitude here. You
great.
Were so cool. good. You drove Marla back to her ex. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, like, what is that? What do you say?
Sucks.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Like, flattered? Not. I don't know. That's a weird thing to say. So I don't know. That's odd.
Yeah, you should be flattered. I mean, you're like, you're so great. I haven't felt that way in years.
What?
Okay.
Spinning.
I mean, but then why not go out with me again? Why call your ex? That's crazy.
Well, okay, like, you know the early part of the relationship where you're, like, getting to know each other and meeting their friends and their family and everything? I hate that part. So I just figured I'd go with someone I already did with that. Oh, I did that with already.
Kyle, Marla is in a great place. Kyle, here's the thing. All you got to do is walk away from this going, I'm really good. Like, I'm so good that she didn't want to go out with me because it's dangerous how good I am that she went back with her ex. Now, it was her ex. Now, Marla, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Hold on. We'll come back through here. So, hold on. All right. So, Kyle, here's the deal. You're so good. She went back to her ex. It was her ex. It didn't go well the first time. Maybe it's not going to go well again. Maybe she'll come back to you. But just, you need to walk away from this going, holding your head up high, going, hey, you know what? I got it. I am it. I got it. And you carry on.
Yeah, I got the riz.
All right. Yep, he's got riz. Marla, just want to wish you good luck with your ex. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, there's always Kyle.
Well, I don't know if he'll be around.
Yeah.
He's got
no,
the riz.
He's super great. He should date one of your listeners or something.
Michaela? Kyle? What do you think?
I mean, he sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
So.
I mean. All right. Thanks. We have a lot to do. We are spinning plates this hour, but I want to just hold on a second to grab Esmeralda in Northridge. It's about a dog. So, Esmeralda, a dog ruined a dog sitter's couch. That's what it says on the call screen. Explain to us what's happening.
Yeah. So I was out of town and I had like my dog staying with a pet sitter. It was someone I had never like used before. I didn't really know her, but like a friend of mine. She knows her and like highly recommended her. And my dog peed on her couch. And so I'm like, now, so do I owe her like a mm-hmm. couch?
Like, you owe her either a cleanup of the couch, a new cushion, new
yeah.
fabric,
can I,
or a couch. You owe her some. You owe her a. You know what you are? A solution.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel so bad about it. But like, also the thing is, I know my dog. My dog is like so well behaved, and like she doesn't do that type of thing. And she would only do that if she's not like being let out regularly.
All right, there's a curveball. You think the dog sitter wasn't doing the sitting that the dog sitter is supposed to do that you were actually paying for. Therefore, your dog had an accident on dog sitter's couch.
Ooh, plot
twist. Did you ask?
I did, but she's being weird about it. Like, she hasn't asked me to pay for the couch, and she hasn't asked me to pay for the cleaning. And I don't think, like, she wants to respond to me anymore or, like, work with me. But, like, I am trying to, like, do something about it because I feel so bad. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, was it her mistake?
Well, here's the way that you want to do something about it and move on and let this not be another thought in your brain ever going forward. You need to say, look, yeah. I insist on helping you out with cleaning that couch or rectifying or finding a solution. Please get back to me. After you say that, if she doesn't get back to you, you move on.
Yeah.
But I think if you go uh-huh. back and forth with, did you take her out? Was it my dog's fault? This is going to go on in circles. And you kind of need to let this not occupy any more brain cells. You know, that's yeah. my view of it.
Yeah.
So insist on trying to help. If you get blown off after that, then she doesn't want to deal with you. And you tried.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Great.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Can't really blame the dog sitter on that one. You kind of have to just sort of like make it right and assume your dog had an accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you live and you learn. So that happened. Next time you use a different dog sitter.
I'll never forget. George had an accident way early on in a hotel. Had to deal with the carpet. The carpet, like, I had to get a carpet square and sew it in.
Oh, my gosh.
If we were like, crossing our fingers, there wasn't a seam. There wasn't. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hotel was, they were like, we'll try and clean it, but if we can't clean it, you got to replace it.
Yeah.
But it's what you got to do.
I mean.
What color was the carpet?
Did you not take her out enough?
It was early days. I didn't understand dogs.
Right.
I was all on my own early days.
Yeah.
It was cream. Not what you want.
Man.
Tony, is there a word that goes with that expression or just silent?
I'm confused as to why, how the pee made such a might not impact have been on pee. The cream.
It was wet because someone got her pizza. Actually, we were at a restaurant and someone said, can I play with your dog? Sure, fine. Please don't feed her anything. They fed her pizza. She came back and she had runs.
Got it.
Everybody excited for the 25th. It's going to be a long day, so pack some goo.
Goo?
I mean, we're not running a marathon.
Excuse me. This tour knows no end.
Okay, but we don't need the goo because we're going to be stopping at so many places to eat.
That's not wrong. Fair point.
But we are stopping at a lot of places. We did devise it so that everywhere has a snack.
I mean, we're starting with like a Nick's burrito.
No, I know, but we should pack a bag with like maybe some breath mints.
That we should definitely do because I will burp onion like you have no idea.
Yeah, right.
I don't want you to meet me for the first time and go, you smell like cilantro and onion.
Right.
Well, sorry.
Sorry. This is what they have to deal with every day. Yeah. But we can't wait. Can't wait to see it. So we're going to be moving fast through Orange County. And we're going to finish in the valley, stopping off at places along the way. One of the places we're going to be going to live on April 25th is Ruben's Bakery Mexican Food. Now, we met Ruben, and we're going to pay bills at every location. So if you come out, you could get your bill paid in person. We met Ruben, I think it was back in January. Remember his store was ransacked and looted by a takeover mob. And so we contributed to the GoFundMe page. And a lot of people heard that on the air. They heard Ruben. They knew of Ruben. They wanted to support him and get him back in business. He's been in business for 48 years. And Ruben, as I understand it, you're back to normal a little bit?
Oh, no, yes. We've been back to normal for a couple of weeks now, thank God. You know, the community, like I said, man, just stood with us. And, yeah, we're back in full, even busier as before. You know, this is kind of like a little blessing in disguise.
Yeah, you don't think that someone like that would be a blessing in the moment, but it was. And what time did you open up at Ruben's in the morning?
6 a.m. We're here ready to go. Our first batch of bread comes out at 6 a.m.
What time can you smell it? Because what time does it start smelling so good?
Oh, it starts smelling good like around 5:30-ish or so, because that's when the ovens are like start getting the heat starts building up. So then, yeah, and then as soon as we start putting the stuff in, it'll just it'll start smelling the store good. And then we have a guy here that he'll make carnitas and you know, chicharrones and stuff, and that's even more smells that you that everybody loves.
People line up their first thing in the morning. So, Ruben, we're coming to see your spot.
Yeah, come down, man. I'll be waiting for you. That way, you guys got to come hungry, though, because whenever friends come over, I like to feed them. So, you better come hungry.
Now, we'll come hungry, and I love strong coffee. So I think you have some of that stuff, too. So, we're into it. So, Ruben Ramirez, right here. It's his place. Ruben's Bakery and Mexican Food. Santa Fe Avenue and El Segundo Boulevard. It's in Compton. Come out and say hi. I got 102 gift cards to give away for stuff. I'm going to pay somebody's bill on the spot right there, give him $1,000, and we'll chow. We'll eat some of Ruben's good food there. Ruben, I was just looking at our schedule. Looks like we'll be there about 2:30 in the afternoon on the 25th.
No, that's perfect. Anytime between 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., you're more than welcome to come down.
No, we're 2:30. I like a precise plan. So 2:30 is the schedule. Now, how will you know it's us? So I'm not as big as you think, probably. And my hair is very short right now. And I'm a little taller than Sissany and Tanya. Three of us are going to roll in, the trio, the trifecta. And we'll probably have a big van that we're coming in.
Yeah, we're going to come in strong.
That'll be us. Okay. We'll put the mute. Yeah. We'll glare in Kiss FM.
Okay. Yeah, we're excited to have you.
And you might see the Ryan's Riding logo on the side of the van. I don't know. That might give it away. All right, okay. Ruben, we're looking forward to it, buddy. Right, thanks again. Congratulations on a business being back.
Hey, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Can't wait to see you in person, buddy. All right, take care. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell all of that now.
Oh, so good.
Mark, are we actually going to be in a wrapped van that says Ryan's Riding?
Yes, we are indeed.
Lies.
Yes. Wrapped Sprinter van with the logo on the side.
All right.
It's going to be really fun.
Station's going all out on this
one. Oh, yes, they are. They've already driven the route. You know, they've already sent people out to drive to make sure we can get to each spot in the time allotted.
Because we have an ambitious schedule.
Like street team.
We should talk to whoever they sent out.
Let's talk about the route and how the traffic was.
Yeah.
And they went on a Thursday, so the traffic patterns would be similar.
That is so awesome.
I mean, we leave no stone unturned here with the advanced team.
That's epic.
Well, because if you think about it, you can't predict LA. We still can't predict that day.
Well, that's true. Right.
But if you take a Thursday, we have a lot of stops to get to starting in the morning, going till the afternoon or the evening where we get back to Burbank. And you kind of do have to map it out. It's got to be a little strategic, right?
Exactly.
From the freeway to the valley.
Oh, where is it? Let me hear it.
Seacrest is rolling, celebrating.
Basically, when you see that ice cream truck that says Ryan's Riding on it, we're inside that thing. We should have got an ice cream truck.
Aren't we going to be in matching shirts, too?
Yes, we will all have t-shirts. You don't have to wear.
My t-shirts are always so big on me.
Well
get the right size.
I do get the right size, but then it's just like swallowed.
We're in matching t-shirts.
No, I like to dress like me.
Yeah, me too.
Can I dress like I dress?
And we'll be giving them away as well.
Yeah, we'll give them away.
Tanya's heartbroken.
Well,
we're going to have a logo on the side of the ice cream truck, so can that do?
It's going to be fine.
we dress like triplets. It's so cute.
Aren't we doing that leading up to the event?
Yeah, we have to talk about that, by the way. Homecoming week.
Yeah. Spirit week.
God, it got so serious and all about a meeting all of a sudden. I was just trying to have some fun riding from LA to Orange County or Orange County to LA, whatever it is.
This is what happens.
All right, I got to take a break. Can't wait to see you, Ruben. Thank you, and Compton. Come down there. All the times and locations are up at kissfm.com. Let's spin the wheel of games. Let's see what we can play for some Bruno Mars tickets. Here we go. Spinning the wheel on there. We got finished the lyrics, celebrity shoe sizes, top five most popular sodas, Dodgers to Bruno Mars sibling, and taller or shorter than Bruno Mars. What is it? Dodger or Bruno Mars sibling? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Dodger or Bruno Mars sibling?
I sense you've played this game before, have you?
No.
Oh, all right.
But I'll try my best.
Okay, so we got tickets to see Bruno at the new Intuit Dome in August. It's going to be a great show. All I got to do is tell me when I read you a name if they are a sibling of Bruno Mars or someone currently playing for the LA Dodgers. For example, if I say Mookie Betts, you'd say?
Dodger.
Exactly. Here we go. The first one. Eric Hernandez. Is it Dodger or Bruno Mars' sibling?
I'm going to say Dodgers.
No, it's a Bruno Mars sibling.
That was such Eric a trick Hernandez. One.
I know, it's not easy. All right, Enrique Hernandez.
No.
Dodger or Bruno Mars' sibling?
His sibling.
No, it's a Dodger outfielder.
Come on, Kike Hernandez.
Okay. Tiara Hernandez. Dodger or Bruno Mars' sibling?
Are they all Hernandez? His sister?
Yeah, his sister, because I gave you that one as the example, so I gave you that one again. So see? I'm tricking you both ways. That's correct. Okay. You got that. Now, Tahiti Hernandez. Tahiti Hernandez, Bruno Mars' sibling or Dodger player?
Tahini?
Yeah, Tahiti. No, but I love tahini. That's one of my favorite things, actually, to make salad dressing with. Tahiti.
I'm going to say sibling.
Yes! It's Bruno Mars' sister. Okay. Next one. Teoscar Hernandez. Is that a Dodger player or Mars' sibling?
I'm going to say a Dodgers.
Yeah. You won. Congratulations. You did it. You came through. You got a pair of tickets to go see Bruno Mars, and his family's coming too. So you're lucky to get some seats.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to us. Appreciate you coming on. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
All right, hold on 1 second. Appreciate you listening, Alhambra. I just want you to know, in case you had kids in the car earlier, we did wait to do this one next. We were going to do it. We weren't going to do it, but we knew we shouldn't do it earlier. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we did adult parent shift this one, right?
Yes.
So, Tanya, just quickly, I'm going to play some 1-2-step.
Have you ever Googled, how long should I wait before having sex with someone?
Never once.
Well, how long should you wait before you kiss?
Exactly, all those things.
Well, what'd they tell you when they Googled?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know any at the time.
Okay. Anyway, that was a fun walk down memory lane. So why did you Google when should you have sex with somebody?
I think a lot of people do this when you're newly dating someone. So Lily Allen and David Harbour, they started dating in August of 2019 after they matched on Raya. So another huge dating app success story.
And Tanya is very partial to those because mm-hmm. she might be on Hinge.
Raya. I don't even know which one it is. But the two of them have been together
for... Were you on it?
I was on it, yeah. But I don't know if it's Raya or Raya.
Okay, well, we're going to leave it on
still don't know. So the two of them have been together for a minute, but they're now opening up about the early days of their relationship. And Lily was talking about how she Googled how long she should wait before having sex with him. She said there was a different answer depending on whether they're English or American. I think English was 5 and American was 7. So that was the Google protocol that I read. And I love this conversation because for me, it was very funny. I had this like light bulb moment when I was dating that I realized I didn't want to sleep with someone until I was in a committed relationship. But I think it's a really funny conversation because I think so many people do Google these things. We all have all these questions when we're newly dating somebody. And this is my official pitch to have Matthew Hussey on our show because he... because this is the stuff he talks about and I love him. And that...
When you say 5 and 7, is that months, weeks, days?
Dates. So like 5 dates. I think 5 was for the English and 7 was the American. All right.
So Matthew Hussey, who writes about this and talks about this.
Yes.
Well, let's have it. Mark, that'd be great. Let's have on specifically about the logic of either 5, 7, 4, 3, whatever it is. What's the logic behind it? And why do we, I mean, my question is like, why do we base it on other people? Should we just do what we feel? I mean,
I did what
you
I
go
feel.
With the flow, right? You owe your gut on that.
Exactly.
I always base it on kind of like the rule book.
So I kind of think it could also be based on your schedule in the day of the week. Like, I mean, let's be honest and realistic here.
Yeah.
Right? Like if it doesn't fit into a Tuesday after a long day of work, then it doesn't work even if it's the 5th date.
Right.
Kind of want that to be a Friday vibe.
Right. Or like, who should say I love you first? All that kind of stuff.
But you can't.
It happens natural.
It happens naturally. I think. What's Matthew Hussey going to tell us about that?
That I don't know.
Did you match with Josh Groban? Wasn't that who you matched with on Raya Raya?
Yes, Josh Groban. And I actually talked to him you all talked to him for a while through my dating app. Uh-huh. And then the minute I was left to my own over the weekend, I said one thing and it was crickets.
No, that'll teach him.
I know, honestly.
But did you say you raised me up or something?
No.
Isn't that his hit song?
You raised me up.
Hey, this is probably one you haven't heard. You raised me up. Get back to me, bro.
Crickets.
Oh, so nothing.
It is the talkback feature inside our iHeartRadio app. And inside the Kiss FM page, there's a red microphone. You tap it, and you say something, and it comes in to us crystal clear like this. This is D-Rob from Manteca, California. D-Rob, Manteca, California. What's up, D-Rob?
Good morning. I'm listening to your show, and I wanted to comment on Sissany's peace sign when somebody does something good. So my niece has road rage, and what she's learned to do, rather than react like she used to, she actually gives people a thumbs down when they cut her off or do something that makes her mad on the road. Just thought I'd share. Have a good morning.
So that came up because you were saying, Sissany?
That I changed. I used to wave when someone gave me, you know, the right of way to maybe get into the lane. And now I do a peace sign because somebody did that to me and it made me feel so happy. It's better than a wave.
Thank you, D-Rob. Here's Karina in La Puente.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, ladies. This is Karina. I wanted to know if you guys can do a status update on what happens after Ryan's roses. What is the status of the relationship? What happens to these couples? Can you please update us on what happens after Ryan's roses gets done? I listen to you guys all the time. Please update us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So I think, Karina, we are really open to new ideas, and we don't always have them. So that's a good idea. Mark, what's the deal?
Like, we did this before. We've done this
before. A lot of times, they don't want to come back on after.
Can I finish the pitch? I mean, Tanya got to pitch earlier about Matthew Hussey. I don't get to finish a pitch. So here's my official pitch. Karina, thank you very much. We are aligned. Why not afterwards we can just check in? They don't want to come on the air. That's fine. I can tell you what happened. Hey, you know, last week this couple, they ended up, they're going to get a divorce. Hey, they decided to work it out. I mean, it's that simple. I can do it over a 7-second intro of feathers.
Okay.
Feather.
Not to slow anything down. But I think it is interesting when we can get a reaction or feedback, because I'm blown away at times when you tell me you think they're working it out after they were on the air in a dark place.
It needs to be longer, though. Like, I think like 6 months. Let it fester and let it marinate.
What do you mean 6 months?
Like 6 months ago.
Don't check back in. But then I'm going to forget about them.
Right,
like a lot
right.
of people are going to forget about them. No, I think it's just where warranted and where we can. But Karina, I love the idea.
Or just like what happened like right after.
Yeah. Or what'd they say they're going to do a week later? I don't know. Last week, Mark, even before we do the next one, hey, you know, last Thursday, this couple told us this and they're going to do that.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now my pitch is working.
Now it's working.
Listen, we got to get it, you know. Going.
I'm trying to get it going. That's what I've been trying to do. All right.
Such a manifesting generator.
You lift me up. All right. Let's get to Karen in Illinois, listening on the iHeartRadio app across the country.
Hi, this is Karen from the Chicagoland area. First of all, I love your show. Second of all, Tanya, yes, go make sourdough. I love it. I've been doing it for about 2 months. Yes, it's a process. Yes, it's time consuming. Yes, it's gut friendly. I have a gluten intolerance and I tolerate this bread without a problem.
Girl.
It's so much fun to make. It's therapeutic and you will not be disappointed. Hit me up if you want some help. Bye.
That's amazing. Thank you, Karen, for listening there in the Chicago area.
I love that. All
right. Here's your buddy, Tony, the one that wants to spar with you when he visits LA this summer from Virginia Beach. Tony, we always wrap up with Tony.
Hey, it's Tony from Virginia Beach. I'm just going to keep bothering all of you. Say this 3 times fast. One smart fellow, he felt smart. 2 smart fellows, they felt smart. 3 smart fellows, they all felt smart.
Tubbs, this is the guy you're going to be jiu-jitsuing with. I'm very excited. We always end up with Tony at the end of these. All right, so 1 smart fellow, he felt smart. 2 smart fellows, they felt smart. 3 smart fellows, they all felt smart.
What is the purpose of this?
Am I supposed to kick my heels?
It's a tongue twister.
1 smart fellow, he felt smart. 2 smart fellows, they felt
faster,
smart.
Faster, faster.
3 smart fellows, they all smell. They all smell.
Ah, they all smell. Oh, that's where you screw it up. They all smell.
They all smell smart.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's see. Michaela, try it. Do you have it? No. Tubbs, try it.
1 smart fellow, he felt smart. 2 smart fellows, they felt smart. 3 smart fellows, they all smelled.
You and Tony are a match made in the sky.
Oh, my God.
Love it so much. This show makes me happy. I didn't even know what trap we were walking into, Tony.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, friends, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for being here. Sissany's going to take the ride to 11. Tomorrow, we got Morning Hacks. We are paying your bills every hour. We're getting closer to our world tour, meaning from Orange County to LA.
World tour.
Yeah.
To the Valley on the 25th. Very excited about that. All the details, locations are posted up at kissfm.com. Just announced today we're going to see Ruben at Ruben's Bakery in Compton on the 25th, 2:30 in the afternoon. Come out. I'll pay your bills in person. Okay, in back room, what did we miss back there while we were doing the show? Anything interesting? You guys are grinning from ear to ear, so we must have missed
I'm still just thinking about the sock situation.
How can we still be thinking about the fact that I wear socks more than once?
Because now I'm thinking my feet are sweaty, and I do change them, but I have, like, separate types of socks. Like, at home, like, I'll wear, like, cozy socks.
Right.
But then
you don't wash those every time?
Yes! Every time! Cincinnati, I have to agree with Ryan. I don't. They're at home because I have them on for, like, an hour.
Exactly.
Guys, no.
But I've been thinking about...
Guys, I want to just say something to you, okay? Like, this is not a gross thing. Like, you know me, I'm very into neat and clean
hygiene
and precision.
We think.
But here's the other thing. I'm trying not to waste time in laundry. If I wear a pair of ankle socks, my little short socks I wear with my workout clothes, but just in the evening to, like, walk the dog, then I go to bed and I don't wear socks to bed, then I will put those same socks on for my workout the next day. It is fine.
No, it's not.
The workout you are wasting.
I walk the dog in the evening.
They don't take up space in your laundry.
Socks.
They occupy brain time.
Socks.
These are hacks to make you live longer. You're not taking it. You're
not recommended hacks, please. We do not endorse these.
It's so not Capricorn of you.
Well, surprise.
Yeah, it really threw me off.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Do I want to come back tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. First thing. Have a great day, guys. Sisney's got you till 11.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.